Rossini's Cinderella Overture here on Kansas Public Radio, Sir Neville Mariner, and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning. I'm Destiny. I hope you all are doing well this morning. It's about 33 degrees out. We're going into the 50s. Hooray. Ah, it's nice. The sunshine is nice. Well, I opened with a Cinderella Overture, and in a little while, you're going to hear a selection from Prokofiev, Cinderella's Waltz and Midnight. It's about 6 minutes, and I think you'll really like it. There's even a little bit of narration. So we're in for a fun morning of love and Valentine's-themed music. Now, this next one is very interesting. It's a Brahms string quartet. It's number two. And Brahms was great friends with this violinist who was really, really fantastic, Joachim. And Joachim's motto in German translated to free but lonely. And the German letters for that are F-A-E. So there are a couple of things written with F-A-E as the musical notes in it by Brahms. However, in this quartet, Brahms wanted to counter the lonely element with free but glad. And so he uses quite prominently the musical notes F, A, and F, which translates to the first letter of the German. So it's really interesting, musicians and their little tricks and quirks. So while we might hear some loneliness in this, I imagine we're going to hear some gladness in this as well. I've got a recording here of the Juilliard String Quartet. Brahms String Quartet number 2 right now on Kansas Public Radio. String Quartet number 2 here on KPR by Brahms, the Juilliard String Quartet playing. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and I have got some great music in honor of Valentine's Day next hour. I'll be joined by Rachel Dirks of the Lawrence Community Orchestra, so keep on listening. Right now, back into the Cinderella theme. Yes, indeed. This is Cinderella's Waltz and Midnight from the ballet Cinderella by Prokofiev. Now, there's a little bit of narrating in this at the beginning before the waltz, but it's very charming. I think you'll like it. Theater Kuchar and the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra, now on Kansas Public Radio.
The king's son warned...
Well, that was a rather epic and sudden ending here on KPR. Music from the ballet, Cinderella's Waltz and Midnight by Prokofiev. Perfect for Valentine's Day coming up, a little Cinderella story. That was Theater Kuchar and the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra. I've got tango and fiddle and polka for you next hour. It's going to be quite a fun hour, so keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. And Bridgehaven in Lawrence, with family-style care in a home environment, from social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridgehaven celebrates life and family. More info at mybridgehaven.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. We are at 39 degrees here in Lawrence, going up to 52, supposedly, I hear. NPR News is up next, and then I'm joined by Rachel Dirks of the Lawrence Community Orchestra, Fiddle, Tango, and Polka, here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, British Columbia, the victims were discovered at the two locations.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they found the first victims inside the Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. One died en route to hospital, and another two were found in a residence in the small town of 2,400 people in northeastern British Columbia. The shooter was found dead inside the school. RCMP Superintendent Ken Floyd says it might be hard to find any motive.
I think we will struggle to determine the why, but we're going to try and do our best to determine what transpired that day and what led up to this tragic event.
Floyd says the original alert issued in the early afternoon of a female shooter are correct. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. One of my favorites by Johann Strauss II here on KPR, Pizzicato Polka, George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Good morning, folks. I am Destiny. Glad to be here with you. We're at 40 degrees now, going up to the low 50s, and it's nice and, well, sort of cloudy. I'm going to say partly sunny. Glass half full. I've got some great music for you this hour, and I'm joined by Rachel Dirks, and we're going to chat with her a little later. Conductor of the Lawrence Community Orchestra, about their really fun concert coming up this weekend. They've got Tchaikovsky Serenade for strings and banjo and fiddle, which we get to listen to this morning. Right now, though, we are going to take about 15 minutes and listen to Dvorak's Theme and Variations for Piano by Ina Poroshina. I hope you enjoy on KPR. Theme and Variations by Dvorak here on Kansas Public Radio. Pianist Ina Poroshina. Such pretty music. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and I am here with Rachel Dirks of the Lawrence Community Orchestra, and I am so excited to tell you about their concert. We'll be chatting with her in just a moment. But first, we are going to listen to something that if you go to this concert, you can actually see people dance to, like professional dancers. I'm so excited because it's the waltz. It's the Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky, and they're actually performing the entire thing on this concert, which is Saturday at 7:30. And you can even get dance lessons at 6. Oh, it's going to be so much fun to talk about. I can't wait. But let's listen to the Tchaikovsky first so you can get in the mood and imagine yourself dancing. This is the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, the waltz on KPR. The waltz from Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings here on Kansas Public Radio with the Moscow Chamber Orchestra. And you can actually go hear that live and in person this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center with the Lawrence Community Orchestra and Rachel Dirks. And not only can you hear it, you can see people dance to it. And I am joined by Rachel right now. She's going to tell us all about it. Hi, Rachel. Thanks
for being here. Good morning. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're here. It's so great that Lawrence has a community orchestra and that you're a director of it. And this whole program of great dances looks so fun. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So this season in particular, we have been focusing on intentional breaking down of barriers between the stage and the audience. And we wanted to create interactive experiences for people. It feels very Lawrence-esque to create interactive music experiences. Mm-hmm. So this particular concert features dance as its theme, and we are performing works that feature all sorts of different dances from the Bach Orchestral Suite, which is the Baroque dance suite, all the way to tango, waltz, mm-hmm. polka, and a little fiddle tune.
Yes.
And it's just a fun evening, 6 o'clock dance lessons.
That's amazing.
I know. If you'd like to dance with the orchestra, you could dance a little swing.
Really? During the concert?
During the concert.
Oh, my goodness.
So 6 o'clock dance lessons, if you want to get tickets for those are available. And then, of course, anybody's invited to attend the 7:30 concert.
Yeah, that sounds like a great Valentine's date. Hello, people out there.
Absolutely.
You just got your Valentine. I know the last minute planners out there, you just got your Valentine's idea. Yeah, you're playing one of my favorites, Banjo and Fiddle by William Crowell. That's a hard violin solo. So
it is really hard. I'm just so excited to feature our two top violinists in the ensemble, nice. Kenya Patzer and Elena Kolbrick. They are performing it as a duet.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And it's so fun, and they play so wicked fast.
Yeah,
it's a fast piece. So I know people will really enjoy.
Yeah, it's great music. And I love that you're trying to make it more community oriented and break down the barrier of the stage versus the audience. I think that's great. There's a commissioned work on this program that's a world premiere, which sort of goes with the whole community theme. Can you mm-hmm. tell me about that?
Absolutely. We have been collaborating with composer Alyssa Morris. She is actually the oboe professor at Kansas State University, but a world-class and well-sought-after composer of repertoire, primarily for chamber music. Mm-hmm. I spoke with her about creating a work for string orchestra because she wrote a piece recently that I just love for full orchestra. Wow. And she's created this beautiful work called The Hills We Climb, and it's mm-hmm. in celebration of Linda Varberg, who was a very active community builder here in Lawrence, especially in the arts community.
Nice. Yeah, there's inspirational work of poetry that she took from, and I'm just going to read to the audience the lines. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. I love that. I think that's wonderful. Sounds like it's going to be really moving. Great.
Yeah. We're really excited about the repertoire.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. What is the Por Una Cabeza, is it actually a string or like an orchestral version that you're doing?
Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, there's an arranger out of California that has written just an incredible array of arrangements for different tangos for string quartet and the string quintet or orchestra. So yeah, it's a beautiful arrangement for string orchestra, which is a lot of fun.
Great. And where can people find out information about the concert?
Of course. They can visit lawrenceorchestra.org and they can buy tickets there. Would encourage you to, if you want to get those dance lessons, I would sign up as soon as possible. We are running out of tickets for the dance lessons. So make sure you visit as soon as you can. And then you can also just purchase tickets for the concert at the same website.
So it's 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th, Valentine's Day, at the Lead Center Pavilion. And the people teaching the dance lessons, are they the ones also dancing to the waltz for people to watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. So Katie Mosier, who mm-hmm. actually owns a studio called Shall We Dance, she and her partner will be dancing to the waltz, but they will also be providing swing dance lessons at 6 for people if they want to dance during the concert.
Yes, that's great, because the swing dance, I see a little Duke Ellington on the program.
Yes, people will have the opportunity to just get up and dance a little bit during the concert.
It don't mean a thing. Doesn't that sound fun, folks? I think it sounds fun. I'd really encourage all of you to go. So, Rachel, tell us a little bit more, but right now we are going to listen to Banjo and Fiddle. I have a version here of Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg, the violinist.
Oh, wow.
I know. Who, you know, actually she slipped. Cut off the tip of her pinky, so she can still use it, but she mostly uses three fingers for this, and it's a really hard piece. Like, you kind of need all four. So this is an amazing recording. William Crowell's Banjo and Fiddle with Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg and Sandra Rivers on piano right now on KPR. Banjo and Fiddle. Ooh, that's a fast one here on KPR by William Crowell. Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg, the violinist, with Sandra Rivers, the pianist, and you can hear that at the Lawrence Community Orchestra's concert, Shall We Dance, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. And there are dance lessons at 6, and I am joined in studio by the director, Rachel Dirks. I'm so excited to have you here.
Yay. Thank you.
You've been telling us all about it and all about the music, a lot of great dance music, and there's even going to be people dancing during Tchaikovsky's waltz. Dance lessons for the audience to dance at the end of the concert or somewhere in the concert. It don't mean a theme. Is it the end?
It's in the middle.
The middle. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good thing I asked in case people want to start practicing now. So it's been really nice getting to know you and talking to you. You're at K-State and this is your 12th season as the director of Lawrence, and you have your PhD from KU, and mental health is a big deal for you. And I know our listeners know with my nonprofit Prairie Classical, I have the whole music is the best medicine, which we sort of bonded over tour. So can you tell us a little more about that? Because it helps guide what you program for your Lawrence concerts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have spent the past 8 years really doing a deep dive into how mental health and music kind of impact one another, and how our current environment is impacting us as human beings, and how music can actually serve as a healing balm for, you know, how we're feeling this sense of isolation and loneliness that we're, not only our teenagers are feeling, but also adults. It's kind of staggering, the statistics about how many people are feeling lonely and isolated. And so this year, I really wanted to be intentional about creating opportunities for people to gather.
Nice.
And build connections with one another. And by building connections, not just with each other as an audience, but with the orchestra itself and interacting with the orchestra. So I'm really excited about this concert, and of course also our May concert on Mother's Day, which will be at South Park and will be a family-friendly concert for moms in celebration of moms.
Aww. That's really great. I love that. I think, you know, it's right up KPR's alley too, with the fact that we are so community focused and the community. Actually, I was just learning that now over, I hope I get the statistic right, but over 95% of our operating budget is all private support from the community.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's a really great and noble endeavor. Thank you.
Oh, it's my honor and pleasure always to share music with our community.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I really recommend, this is such a great opportunity if you've got a friend or a significant other or someone who might be lonely on Valentine's Day. Not everyone has a romantic Valentine's Day. Jeez Louise. You can still do something that's really fun and go to this concert. And not only that, you can get dance lessons at 6 beforehand. And are the dance lessons, I guess they're at the Lead Center, right?
They are. Same place. Everything is in the pavilion.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you do want to do the dance lessons, I would encourage you to sign up quickly because we're running out of space.
Okay, and they can do that on the website, right?
They can.
What's the website?
Yeah, lawrenceorchestra.org.
Lawrenceorchestra.org. Excellent. And you've got a great commissioned work, which is more community support. I love it. This is so great. I want to make sure you get everything said that you want to say about it. So is there anything we've left out that you think our audience needs to know? We've covered most of it.
I think we've covered everything. It's going to be a fantastic night. I encourage people to get out of their homes.
Yeah.
Enjoy Valentine's Day. This is beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you at the Lead Center on Saturday.
I love that. Yeah, Valentine's Day can be about your love of music. There was a famous composer that said, I forget which one, my only love affair was with music. I forget which
one. It sounds like Pablo Casals.
Yeah, it does. So this sounds like a great concert. Again, everyone, before we listen to Por Una Cabeza, which you can also hear on the concert, I'm just going to remind you, the Lawrence Community Orchestra's concert, Shall We Dance, with Rachel Dirks, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 14th, Lead Center Pavilion. Concert will be preceded by dance lessons at 6. And Rachel, one more time, the website?
LawrenceOrchestra.org.
Great. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Rachel. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And here we go, folks. Por Una Cabeza, a guitar version for your listening pleasure on KPR. Por Una Cabeza here on Kansas Public Radio. A lovely version with Miloš Karadoglić. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. If you want to hear a lovely orchestra play that, you can. February 14th, Valentine's Day, 7:30 p.m., the Lawrence Community Orchestra at the Lead Center. I had such a great time chatting with Rachel Dirks. I hope you enjoyed hearing from her. And I love that she's all about community. And I love that you, our dear listeners, are about community too. We really rely on you here at KPR. And thanks for being a part of the KPR family. We also have a community spotlight I would like to thank. This month's KPR community spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. Next hour, one of your favorites, folks, the planets. And we are going to hear at the beginning of next hour from a planet that, well, we don't really often hear from, and it's not Pluto. We'll just have to keep listening to find out. I thought we would go back a little bit to the Baroque era now and close out this hour with some water music. So while we're listening to this, go check out the Lawrence Community Orchestra online and get yourself tickets. It sounds like a really fun weekend. All right. I've got the Academy of Ancient Music playing Handel's Water Music, the Suite Number 2, right now on KPR. The Academy of Ancient Music playing music from Handel's Water Music Suite Number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you're all doing really well this morning. Thank you for being here with me. We are going into outer space next hour. Hosts the planets, and well, I'm opening the hour with a planet that we never hear from. You're going to have to guess just what that is. And also, I really like to thank Rachel Dirks for coming in and talking this morning about their concert, February 14th, the Lawrence Community Orchestra, Shall We Dance? You can get dance lessons and listen to a great concert of really fun music that we've been playing and listening to this hour. So just go, be sure to check them out online and get your tickets so that you don't miss the fun. There's lots of fun stuff. More fun is coming to Kansas Public Radio. We're throwing a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence. And it includes live music by Nutty and by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. Check out the complete schedule of events and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Also, if you own a business and you value our programs on KPR, your fellow KPR listeners could actually be your best customers. You can support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. You can learn more about that at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. A lovely little hornpipe from Purcell to wrap up this hour, but don't go anywhere. Outer space is upon us. Have you ever heard about the planet Krypton? You will next hour on KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. And you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Daryl knows how to host a party. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. It's 11 o'clock, almost 11:01, and it's 43 degrees out with some clouds going up into the early 50s, as they say. Here is NPR on KPR.
Love this hour. We see the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 45 points at 50,141. The S&P's fallen 6, it's at 69.35. The NASDAQ is down 122 points at 22,979, falling roughly 0.5%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. The Planet Krypton from Superman by John Williams here on KPR. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, a perfect prelude to Holst's The Planets coming up, I think. It sounded so happy, but I thought Krypton, I thought Krypton wasn't a good thing. Hope you are all doing well. I shouldn't reference movies because I never watch them. I just practice music all day. It is 43 degrees out, cloudy, but we are going up into the lower 50s today, I hope. I hope you are all doing well this morning. The weather is gorgeous. It makes me happy. I know how much you all love The Planets, so I'm just going to get right to it. This is the entire suite of The Planets here on KPR. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony by Gustav Holst. I hope you enjoy listening with me now on KPR. That ending is so creepy. Gustav Holst's The Planets here on KPR. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Wow. That one always gets me. I hope you enjoyed listening to it with me. Super fun. Never fear, Jeff Watson is in with beautiful classical music for you this afternoon. Musical Impressions of a Simple Village Life. Oh, that sounds nice. And a symphony with an epic sweep to it by Howard Hanson called Sea Symphony, S-E-A. That sounds nice. Classical music from 12 to 3 on Kansas Public Radio. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Well, here's something else that's short and weird. We went all the way around and back the Earth to all the planets. It's now on KPR. I know you all think I've lost it, but that is so funny to me. Here on KPR by Charles Ives, the scherzo all the way around and back with the New York Phil. I thought that was a perfect thing to follow how the planets end. Very interesting indeed. Like I said, never fear, Jeff is in with some really great music this afternoon. Howard Hanson's Sea Symphony. That's a really nice one. I'm Destiny. So glad you've been here with me today. I've got fun music planned for you tomorrow, and then remember Classics by Request on Friday morning. I love getting your requests. You can make one by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. We are at 47 degrees. I see some sunshine. That is very nice indeed. Hope you enjoyed the morning, and it was great to talk with Rachel Dirks. Don't forget about the Lawrence Community Orchestra's concert on February 14th at the Lead Center. 7:30 p.m. Really fun dance music and even dance lessons at 6. Check it out online. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
As the Pentagon separates transgender troops from the military, one former top general wonders if the focus on gender identity distracts from mission readiness.
We in a major war and we need to start calling everybody up. I would hope that we would not suddenly say we are only going to draft people of a certain type because we wouldn't have enough.
I'm Elsa Chang. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu and the Sulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzen along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. It's 12:01. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, NPR News, up next, and more music.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi.